Long time no talk. It's been a weird couple of weeks. I'll give you a quick rundown if you've missed anything in particular, and then tell you what you're about to hear on this edition of, I guess, the Almost Entirely Sports podcast feed. This isn't really an AES, but you'll understand in a second. So first of all, I am going to keep doing things on this podcast feed. I don't know exactly what yet. Some of it will involve Beard. Some of it will probably involve Rudy in some way, shape, or form. Some of it will be nonsense. Maybe it will be Chiefy. I really don't know. I was going to start doing that as soon as I got back from my week or so out of town with fiancé Renee. I had a family trip for a wedding and all that. Then we got back and found out we had COVID. And then so whenever The Zone started, I joined on to The Zone with Jason Anderson, as we talked about on AES at the end there. 10 to 2. You can hear me every day now. Weekdays 10 to 2. Started doing The Zone from home while waiting to test negative from COVID. Everybody's doing all right now. But it kind of threw out my my plans of what to do with this podcast feed, and then this week kind of got my feet under me a little bit, being back in studio for the last several days and everything, and I didn't mean to leave you hanging for a couple of weeks, wondering if there was going to be anything new on the feed. And then today, something just kind of fell into our laps. I thought, you know what, this can hopefully make it to some people who wouldn't have otherwise heard it. Maybe it'll get you through the weekend, and I really genuinely enjoyed it. I feel like it has very, very almost entirely sports energy. And so I think you'll enjoy it. What you're about to hear is from today being Friday. It is Rudy Salazar's last day at Sports Radio 810 WHB. We said goodbye in some forms, you know, during the last AES. But today's his official last day. Done at the end of this. And his last live show is on the home stretch with our friend Sterling Holmes over on ESPN Kansas City. And what we ended up doing is Briscoe Friday, Rudy's last show, and Beard said he would stick around for the first segment. Then we only did one segment. You will hear some of this laid out over the course of the hour, but I, at some point mid-show, realized, hey, can we just put this on the AES podcast feed, bring the home stretch to some new people, bring Rudy's last day to the people who will miss him most, being you, dear subscribers to the AES podcast feed. Those are the real people. So appreciate you ever so much. But it was just a wonderful time. It was very silly. It was nonsense. We started with some ice cream cake, and I think all the details you really need are going to be within the confines of the show itself. But I had a lot of fun. It was a nice way to send Rudy off one more time, and also just a good time with Rudy and Beards and Sterling and I all being in the same room or a couple of rooms, and it was just all good stuff. I just think you're going to enjoy it. It was a real pleasant, fun hour of total nonsense and good times. So, without further ado, please enjoy the last hour of live radio that Rudy's knocking out here with us at 8:10. The home stretch with Sterling Holmes, featuring me and Beards McFly and Rudy. Enjoy this hour, and I will bring you something sooner rather than later on this podcast feed that is new and original. This will not just become a best of podcast feed. I don't know what's going to be yet. So, if you have really strong opinions, let me know. You can just tweet me at JB Briscoe. Or otherwise reach out. If you go, hey, you know what I'd really like the AES podcast feed to have? Boom, this thing. We'll figure it out. I'm pretty sure that once I am in studio for the entirety of next week and don't have COVID and all of that, that we'll figure something out. But I'm open to ideas from you who have been listening to AES most likely for quite a long time. And I'll talk to you again soon. In the meantime, though, here's today's home stretch for Rudy Salazar's final day.
The show that takes you home. The Home Stretch with Sterling Holmes on ESPN Kansas City. 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Welcome to the Home Stretch here, ESPN Kansas City. 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com, and Facebook Live. Sterling Holmes live in studio. It's a special edition. Rudy's last day at Union Broadcasting, his last show he is doing, happening right now.
Feels right that it's on ESPN Kansas City.
Feels, Beards is here.
I am here.
He is.
And it does feel right.
Briscoe will be here. We're putting away ice cream cake so it doesn't melt.
He can never be on time.
Even when he's here early, he literally was here from 10 until 2, and Briscoe is somehow still late for the start of the show.
That's just how it is.
Sorry, I was doing my good deed for the day.
Please do.
In fairness, Rudy called you out. You have to let him get this one, okay? It's his last day.
That was me.
I like how we're acting like it's his last day and he's
on Earth.
He's on Earth. He's going away forever.
Oh, no,
and
like, I'm going.
Let's make him happy one last time.
Just one time.
His headphone is not plugged in, but I'm going to my farm upstate.
He said he's going to his farm upstate, Briscoe.
Has he read the card yet?
Oh, no, I haven't. Where did I put it? Oh, there it is.
Is his goal to try and read my handwriting? It's hieroglyphics.
No. You don't need to read it on air or anything, but I specifically...
You're leaving. Guess there's just one last parting, sentimental, tearful thing to say. The fact that there's a bunch of rodents on it feels right, too.
Sterling did good.
This sucks. This is pretty good.
It's a
good card.
The characters on the card are very good. I would have written on the left side.
It's slightly weird that you all decided to write like basically in the upper right hand.
No, you know why?
For the
you know why?
Part,
thank you.
And there's just like this open space
thank
on
you.
The
no,
other
hear
side.
Me out. Hear me out. You know why? That's the void that's left when you leave. That's the void. That's how much we're going to miss
right
you,
now.
Rudy.
Dude, this cake is great.
Yeah, this cake is outstanding. If you hear some ASMR... We got.
I haven't actually had a bite yet.
We got.
You should do that.
I went to Hy-Vee before the show.
Shout out to Hy-Vee.
Called Briscoe on air. He's still doing a radio show.
1:52 p.m. I get a text from Sterling. That says, "Hey man, can I call
Sometimes
you?"
Sometimes you're in the middle of a break.
What time did you call
okay.
me? Let's see.
1:58, I think.
Can I explain the card?
Yeah, think about it.
There's explain the card.
Every hour, you do obviously an hour radio with roughly, I'll say 12 to 14 minutes of break.
1:56.
1:56.
There's still. It's almost still likely that you're going to be on air, right?
It's like most likely that I would be. Yeah, I
wouldn't. I tried timing it out to where I thought he'd be on a break because I needed
be
help.
Like, hey, can you call me when you get
I
to
I did,
break?
And he goes,
go
I'm on air. And I go, well, it's an emergency.
So here's the thing with the card. And then Sterling has to explain this because this is Sterling's work here. He did a great thing. But the card, and you will notice that I ended up drawing a speech bubble because Sterling wanted all of us to find the animal there that represented us.
Oh, okay.
I'm clearly the sad raccoon.
Yeah.
Sterling is a sly little fox. What did you claim, Beards?
It's the little dog thing.
Beards is the little dog thing. You would have been the big sad bear because it's the tallest one, so maybe that is the void.
And remember when we did the whole voicing, the hey, Rocky.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He did the bear thing.
Yeah, it's his favorite move. Thanks for bringing that up on his last day. He might storm out before the show's
Rocky
over.
Rocky is not a bear. He's a
no.
It's a moose. It's Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I know.
It's a moose and a squirrel.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I would have written on the left side. I had more to say. I had space to fill. And Sterling said, no, you need to draw the arrow. And so I made mine a speech bubble from the raccoon.
It is actually pretty clever, though.
It's the void that's left by you leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's nothing written on that side, because you're this sad bear. I don't know who the...
Well, I was gonna
mouse,
the mouse if I need
the mouse
sad,
is...
Sad, but...
It's...
Might use a different word.
The little rat?
No, sad. Sounds like you're the sad bear. It's like, I don't know if sad's the word I'd use.
Wow.
Well,
this is outstanding. So I went to Hy-Vee.
Oh, yeah. So explain your whole thought process here. Sterling, really, you're not single, right? Your new girlfriend's still together?
Yes, correct.
Disappointing, because Sterling was a real catch today.
I went, and last night on the show, we were doing the show on 810 Sports Night, and I told Rudy, I'm going to get you an ice cream cake for tomorrow. He goes.
But you told him about this? Why didn't you at least ask what flavor he would have gotten?
Because I wanted to surprise him.
I almost asked him today. But you could have...
Well, no, I was...
You wanted to surprise him.
No, here's the thing. I was surprised,
I knew he was
going to
forget.
Because we talked about... He was like... Because Sterling even said, like, I'm going to feel bad now because I'm going to forget tomorrow. I was like, don't worry, Sterling. I've already forgotten.
I set an alarm
and
clock
I
wouldn't forget.
That's the play.
I forgot until all of a sudden I see him pull out a bag, which did not have the ice cream cake in it. But, like, the bag made me think, like, oh, my God, he actually got me something. He got me an ice cream cake.
And
otherwise,
bang.
I would not have remembered at all.
Bang, and a card, and some Red Bull.
Yeah, I figured the energy drinks, which I know now he's not a big Red Bull guy, but it's the thought that matters.
Yeah, they'll get drank.
It's the
he's not a big
process.
Red Bull guy, but he is a big vodka guy, and he's about to have some
true.
Free time.
RBVs.
RBVs.
I didn't know what kind of booze he liked, so I didn't have a chance to stop by the liquor store and get... I've never seen
that's
you
okay.
drink
out of all the
seltzers.
Four of us here, he's the one that can't have alcohol right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because the
seltzers and
the
whiskey is always...
The probation.
Oh, because I'm behind the board.
FCC rules.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You three can
that
get hammered.
That would have been great. What if we just brought in a bottle of whiskey from like a nice whiskey?
For the show.
And then he can't drink, so he just sits there, and we end up finishing the bottle, and he gets nothing. That would have been a good show.
You guys want to turn this room into a little hot box situation or something? You had a hot
what
box
you got
ready
in the bag?
For his last day? Nothing. I got some sugar-free Jell-O in the bag. It's not...
real wild out in these parts.
Yeah, I wonder how much of this cake I can eat and find me to just
I might take a second round of the good stuff, as I call it.
Would Beards would be the wild card?
Beards
who would have some like
Beards
acid or something in his bag?
Here's the crazy thing I just thought of too.
I thought you were going to say that. I thought you were going to point the fact that Beards is not eating the Reese's peanut butter cup ice cream
Beards
cake.
Beards doesn't like
which is,
ice cream. I'm not even cake.
I've had one ice cream cake in my life, and it was semi recently. It was for Rebecca's birthday, but I'm not a peanut butter fan. I can't do peanut butter.
Okay, so you don't like the first cake I got. I went with a massive white cake with vanilla ice cream, but it was kind of plain. It didn't show any versatility. It was
exactly.
Just, it was fine. I also realized it was over 4 pounds, and it said feeds 34. And I go, I don't think we need
that's
that.
Too much.
This the only part of this
there's
that I
four,
went.
There's four of us.
The only part of this that I think I deserve any credit for is that I asked Sterling how big the cake was, and I mentioned, well, Rudy likes the Reese's. Outrageous bars and everything. So that's a that's a flavor profile that I knew Rudy was in on. I personally believe that chocolate and peanut butter might be the best flavor combination that mankind has ever discovered. You were excited about it.
I was
like,
stoked because
that's
this,
a winner.
This is what I wanted, and I saw it, and I go, yeah, but does Rudy
and
like
Sterling,
Reese's?
Sterling did not inception me on this one. I just offered. I was like, what does Rudy like?
And it was the
sleep
only
energy
candy.
Drinks. Those Reese's bars.
Digimon.
What and Digimon? And Digimon survived.
By the way, there was Carvel there. We talked about Carvel last night, about Cookie Puss, you know, and Fudgy the Whale.
Sorry?
They don't, I don't think they,
sorry?
Rewind.
Josh, you should know what Cookie Puss is.
I was homeschooled. There's a lot that I don't know about a lot of things.
You don't know Cookie Puss, dude?
That seems like something that my parents would
also don't remember this.
There's a Polygon video about this, Josh.
About Cookie Puss?
You don't remember Cookie Puss?
No.
Can we say this on the radio?
Yeah.
Why couldn't we?
Josh, it's 15:10.
That's true.
We could say literally whatever we want.
No, that's not true.
We said this on 8:10.
Is this? Let me ask you this, Sterling. Is this hour basically going to be?
It's the Rudy's best of hour.
Okay, because I really was thinking like it would be great to just do like an hour of another send off for Rudy. You know what? If with your consent, Sterling, maybe this is the 1 hour of the home stretch that makes it over to the AES podcast feed, so people on the AES podcast feed can also give Rudy another send off.
I'm in.
That just gives you more
at home stretch KC.
Yeah, exactly. More exposure for you, free podcast content for the weekend for the AES holes, and Rudy's send off is for people that need it.
By the way, they repurposed Cookie Puss for St. Patrick's Day to become Cookie O-Puss.
So good. Yeah, so there's a Polygon video where it was like a playthrough thing where they kept somebody, I think it might have been Clayton, just kept putting that picture up on the screen.
Okay.
And it's terrifying.
I did not know about the Cookie Puss.
Because I did not know who Cookie Puss was until that video.
I think the issue is that sounds like a derogatory term that you would use to belittle women in the 1930s. Like, hey, Cookie Puss.
That seems like a you issue. It feels like, Beards, hear me out here.
I'm right.
It feels like he's projecting something.
I'd rather
after him saying it, I don't disagree that it was an option.
Beards, come on.
Thank you, Beards. Beards don't have to work.
Josh is also a little crazy, yes.
Beards and I have to work together again on Monday. Our relationship now has to be stable. Rudy is leaving and I see Beards every day again. We gotta be careful along these lines. No, I just think that it would be, instead of going, hey, toots, you know, you're like, hey, Cookie Puss.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I think that's a Sinatra song.
Yeah. maybe it's an endearing, loving term of, hey, Cookie Puss.
That's all I can think of. And that's the exact
stand
cadence.
Up bass, maybe?
The way you said it, though, sounded more like Tom Jones. Like,
Tom Jones.
Hey there, Pussycat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey there, Cookie Puss.
Excuse me, it's What's New, Pussycat.
What's new, Cookie Puss? There it is.
I know that because I have the movie.
Good. Fantastic.
It's a great movie.
Beers being a Tom Jones guy.
All of us combined might have every reference. Also, we've all talked enough that we've all been able to eat cake throughout this, which is a good achievement.
Good cake.
It's a really good cake. Well, Rudy, let me ask you. This is a dangerous question. I want you to kind of think about it. It's not really, not dangerous, and you got some ice cream in your beard. What would you, if someone was like, Rudy, you're getting an ice cream cake. That decision was made by Sterling. It's going to be ice cream cake from the jump. What would your number one seed have been?
Oh, that's a good question.
And I want to know where this ranks kind of in the, is this option 2, 3, 5, 9? Is this your 15th option?
It's high. You know? Yeah, it might be like 2 to 3. Something like just.
I can live with that. Mm-hmm. Metal stand?
Generally when it comes to ice cream, like strawberry is my favorite flavor. So
they
sort
did
of
have
strawberry,
a strawberry cheesecake
ice cream
frozen
thing.
Ice cream. Yeah. Bundle
but like
thing.
This would oh, be this is right. I mean, again, like it might be the two, it might be the three, right? Like it's right up there.
Okay, so next Friday, Rudy's coming back. We're bringing him a strawberry cheesecake ice cream cake.
This is a side of Sterling I've never seen before. I think there's a chance that whenever you like move into your new place in Wichita, which I just realized I need to ask you about because we just haven't seen each other in person for like 2 weeks, basically.
I got it.
You don't have to give me the address. You are in.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, we're rolling well.
Congratulations. The one with the slats. The one you.
Yeah.
This is good. Rudy's moving to a good place.
Three stories.
The reason I mentioned the card at the jump is because I said something about enjoying his time at the farm upstate. That was a phrase I also put in the card before he had read the card when he used it. So your farm upstate, I'm very excited for you. That's very good.
You said something about a new side of me.
Oh, sorry.
About. I was.
I think whenever you move in, whatever your move in day is, I think there's a chance that there might just be like a strawberry,
care package.
A strawberry cheesecake ice cream cake, like on your front porch. The issue is going to be that Sterling is going to buy it and drive it to you and deliver it himself and then leave it there. It will be a puddle of milk by the time you find it because he will forget to tell you that it's there.
It's the thought, though.
I think the moral itch has been scratched, or the do something nice itch has been scratched. But I think if this would have fallen through today, there would have been at least a chance that Sterling would have like had a cake delivered to your house, because Sterling has the side of Sterling I haven't seen is this sort of caring, thoughtful. Let's send you out on a high note, on an ice cream note, sort of guy.
I got Beards a shirt one time for Christmas. It was wrong, I think.
No, it wasn't.
it wasn't his favorite character. It was a show. No.
It was from The Witcher. It was The Witcher.
Witcher.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you got him a Witcher.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah. I haven't got you anything because you're kind of mean to me.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, what do you get the man who has everything?
I've got three good answers for you. None of them I can say until the break.
I like giving gifts. It's fun.
No, I am a gift giver.
Oh, are you?
I am a trinket taker. Not for you. You're kind of mean to me. Checkmate, mother bleeper.
When have I ever been mean to you?
I don't know, man.
Just name a time.
Call him during his radio show.
That's not being mean. That's because I care.
That's a unique kind of thoughtfulness. You're thoughtful about how you can send Rudy off in a good way, and not thoughtful about the fact that I'm trying to do my job. But at that point, Jason and Mick were doing most of the work.
I mean, that's what I figured, anyways.
Yeah.
To be fair, I did call Beards too.
In any given moment during the show, you certainly can probably just assume Jason's in the middle of he's a minute four.
Yeah, you'll
of
have
a
16 time.
Minute.
You'll have time to answer.
And, yeah. You know,
he might not even be back in the studio yet. Depending on if you ever need to call me at 10:02 because the show won't start for 5 more minutes. That I have learned in 1 week.
Perfect.
Oh yeah.
Not just very. It was a very thoughtful thing that you organized here today, Sterling.
We could have
beautiful
organized a tattoo guy to come here and give him a tattoo before he leaves. He puts all of our names somewhere on Rudy. I don't care what you want.
Nothing about that.
That's why he ended up with a Red Bull in this ice cream case. Like, well, that sounds good to me. I'll take it. I am pretty much ready to get matching tattoos with anybody anytime now. I have crossed that Rubicon. I don't know why. I don't want to get stew tattooed on my throat.
See, that was the issue. He knew.
You knew what you were going for.
See, like, I would be slightly fine with, I say slightly, but with, like, representation, right?
So, exactly.
Like, if it's a little raccoon instead of Josh's name.
Wow.
Okay, right?
Like, we all know that raccoon is named Josh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I just don't want the name
I got
Josh
it.
Necessarily.
You know what you want?
I know what I know. I have my answer locked in.
You want Pete Lecoq. Former Royal. You want Pete Lecoq somewhere on your body.
All this talk of Pete Lecoq and Cookie Puss, I feel like, is really going to... I think Rudy's going to commit some FCC violations by letting all this through on his last day.
These are all legitimate things.
Well, I was going to mention Dick Justice. I think that if we could have ever gotten Beards to cross this line, and I'm 100% down. I don't know your whole moving date situation right now, Rudy. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. But if you're back in town or whatever, before you leave, I'm ready to get a wiener dog tattoo at any point right now. Like, I am there as soon as somebody else says, I'll also do it. If Sterling gets in on it, we might have to give Dick Justice, like, a little basketball jersey or something for, like, the little home stretch. I don't know how to incorporate all of that, but I'm basically ready to get Aaron Rodgers' tattoo, if that's what it takes. 47 elements, wherever. I'm in.
Did you also know, guys? I'm in. There was a old.
Do you have any tattoos?
No,
no, right?
No, no, no.
Your first tattoo, you would get a matching.
No, I'm not getting a tattoo. If I was going to get one, it's going to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers logo.
Just
we know this.
You were in.
Yeah, right. You said you were in.
Come on. Everyone says they're in the moment, and then someone's like, are you going to do it? Well, no, of course not. You want to fly to France tomorrow? Yeah, dude,
yeah,
I'm
we'll
in.
Hang out sometime.
No. Yeah.
Beards knows.
These are very different.
Yes.
Do you want to hang out sometime versus, yeah, let's go to France tomorrow?
Well, no, you ask someone, you guys want to go on a vacation sometime soon?
Hey,
everyone goes,
me,
oh, hell yeah.
Sterling, ask me if I want to go on a vacation with you.
You want to go on a vacation with me?
Idea sounds good. I logistically don't know. It would have to be in the distant future, not anytime soon, probably.
But see, that
ask
took
me
too
if I
long.
Ask me if I want to get matching tattoos.
You want to get matching tattoos?
Almost certainly. What would it be?
Almost entirely is what you should have said.
Let's get it. I'm ready. I'll go tomorrow.
Okay, I was going to say you wanted someone's name.
I don't want anyone's name tattooed.
Cannonball Titcomb was a professional baseball player, and that is just outstanding.
Cannonball Titcomb?
Yep.
Can I get some career stats, or?
I'm just looking at a picture.
Did he play in 1874?
Yes, 100% he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So is this the part of the show where I just Google funny sports names and just start reading them randomly?
I'll go with that.
I like that, yeah. I mean, Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle's an all-timer.
I still think God Sham God is one of my favorites, and because he was really good in college. Rudy, any good names you got back there?
This is the Rudy Show. Host the show, Rudy.
I'm fond of the name, like, Jamal Murray.
Okay.
Nikola Jokic.
So,
you moved off Michael Porter Jr. already, huh?
Hey, it's a good name. MPJ.
Good initials.
How about, good initials.
How about Boots Day?
That's not bad.
Oh, we did have a Fat Lever.
Good one.
Fat Lever.
Fat Lever.
Fat Lever, yeah.
I like Fat Lever better.
I think so,
yeah.
Popeye Jones. Remember Popeye Jones? That's always just a classic. Power forward. Rudy should know him.
I don't.
Beard should know him.
I do know him.
There we go.
You guys remember Ali Farouk Manesh?
Oh, yeah.
I think he might be playing in the Big Three.
No kidding.
It would make sense. He's an assistant college basketball
coach. He was
coach
like 6'2", right?
Is he really?
Shorter guy.
He's at a pretty. Yeah.
Played for Denver, right?
Did he end
up? Manesh? I don't know. Denver, but...
Are you thinking of Faku Campazzo?
No.
Can I interest you in a Your Highness Morgan?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you certainly can.
Because I don't think he ever. I'm sure he played in the summer league with somebody. I don't think he ever made it to the NBA.
No, just different guy. I'm thinking of someone else.
Because Farouk Manesh is the guy who hit the three. You know, the
Northern Iowa
player who hit the three against KU.
Purple and gold.
KU.
Yeah.
You know that tweet where it goes, guys can just sit around and name old sports players and have the greatest time for just hours.
Anthony Early.
Anthony Early.
This is what we're doing. I like this.
He got shot in the kneecap.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I know that. Yeah.
That's why he's like
when
not
he
really
the
good anymore because he, like his second year with the Knicks, it was like he went to a club. If I remember right, it's been forever since I've seen the story. He went to a club.
Yeah, you're right.
Met a girl, right? Was taking the girl home. And then the girl, I think, and her actual boyfriend tried robbing him and he ended up getting shot in the knee.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's even worse than I thought that was going to go.
Was it a strip club? Like Pac-Man Jones style?
Like, yes. I think it was just a... Yeah, I don't know if it was a strip club or a club club, nightclub.
No,
it was
the fun club.
Is that what you call it?
Pac-Man Jones says...
Well,
Beards
has a lot of fun at them.
Pac-Man Jones says it's no sin to go to a strip club.
I mean, it's not a sin.
He was just being rebellion. That's my all-time favorite line of anyone ever who said anything when he goes... I was just being rebellious.
You quote Pac-Man Jones more often than Jason Anderson quotes movies that I haven't seen.
By the way,
every day.
Because Pac-Man Jones is just, come on, top tier.
But did you know, though, I forget the guy's name now, but one of his teammates with the Bengals was like killed and he adopted his son.
Yeah, that was very cool. Not the sad part,
but the adoption of the kid's son, who is also like a top football player.
Yes, he's a highly touted recruit now, I think.
That's really neat.
If I could remember, his dad was unbelievable. He was kind of like a Martavis Bryant type, where you're like incredibly talented, had all the touchdowns.
It was Chris Henry.
Yes. Had some off the field.
He fell out of
issues.
The back of a car or something.
Yeah. And then ultimately, you know, it's so cool. Pac-Man Jones, rightfully so, gets a lot of heat. Cool thing he did.
When you type in Pac-Man Jones strip club quote, it goes, "I was like, well, you know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with going to the strip club. It ain't no sin going to the script club. You know, I was just being rebellion." And it says in this Wikipedia note, in the interview, Jones pronounced strip club as script club.
I mean, it ain't no sin.
That's James Harden.
He also went on to say, Roger Goodell said he didn't want me in the script club. Pac-Man Jones, what a guy.
Did Pac-Man Jones have, like, bad stuff, or was it just sort of, like, not good, like, just sort of silly stuff? Was there some bad stuff?
I think it might have got, like, a little bit more than silly, but okay. not quite.
Did Plaxico Burress do something with...
Plaxico accidentally shot himself.
He had the gun in the shorts at the nightclub.
Yeah, and he shot himself.
Yes.
Ah.
That was going to be the next name that I mentioned after your Klee Anthony Early stories. I was going to say, remember Plaxico Burress? But I thought it was honestly too easy, and I was trying to go to other, like, Giants receivers along the Super Bowl run and everything.
Sure, 100%.
Because that's where I'm at now mentally. Yeah. I can't remember. There's one in particular I can't.
I'm just kind of thinking of Giants and Steelers for some reason. I'm starting to think it's Steelers.
Plaxico was a Steeler for a bit.
Hines Ward was awesome.
Oh, guys, remember Hines Ward?
You guys remember Hines Ward?
Remember
the bus?
The crazy
we talked
thing.
About Jerome Bettis.
All the times ours.
The crazy thing with Plaxico was like that year the Giants did win the Super Bowl. That whole year, he could not practice. Like he was so hurt, he couldn't practice. But he would just show up for game time.
Unbelievable.
Did T.O. play with that rules? What was it? Like a torn ACL or like a broken leg.
T.O. finished a Super Bowl with a broken leg.
Yeah, well, because I remember he like broke his leg in like the NFC title game or something like that.
Yeah.
And then like they were just, everyone was like, I don't know if he can be back for the Super Bowl. And there he was.
It was Willis Reed style.
Yeah. Or Donald Driver in that one video from that Madden highlight.
I don't think it was Donald Driver.
It was Greg Jennings.
Darn. Come on. He literally goes, I'm Greg Jennings. Team on my back.
There were two highly known Packers wide receivers from that era that I remember. And I knew both of them and I guessed wrong.
Correct.
Buy me a cake.
Yeah,
told you you're mean to me.
There was the, with Adam Pac-Man Jones, the Las Vegas shooting case.
Okay, that seems like bad.
A gun got shot in a local strip club.
That does seem like not fun.
Can I divert this with a General Booty?
You know who was there? Nelly.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. It was Adam Jones and Nelly just chilling.
What do you
Sounds
think?
Like a good time, frankly.
What do you think the temperature of that room was?
Too hot?
I don't know. Was that General Booty?
It was General Booty.
Remember John David Booty?
Yeah.
Vikings draft pick. Where'd he go to college?
LSU, Rudy? I thought.
John David Booty?
I don't think it was LSU.
No, John David Booty's Alabama, wasn't he?
No, that's John Parker Wilson.
John Parker Wilson.
John Parker Wilson was Alabama. God, John David Booty was where, did you say?
USC is what Dylan said, right, Dylan?
If Dylan's confident about
USC.
It, I trust
him. USC.
Yes.
I trust Dylan with my life.
Wow. Okay, Dylan.
He also apparently bit somebody's left ankle.
Who?
Jones,
John David Booty? So,
no, Adam Pac-Man Jones. On June 25th, Tommy Urbanski and his wife, Kathy, sued Jones in civil court, claimed that Jones had bitten his left ankle and was responsible for the shooting.
This wasn't at the script club?
This was at the script club.
That, if you're thinking of top five places you would bite someone in an altercation.
Strip club's probably like number two.
Top three.
No. I'm going the other way. Ankle is bottom five.
$11.6 million for biting.
$11 million? $11 million for biting someone's ankle?
Well, and also a bouncer was wounded by the gun that was shot.
Okay,
so that makes more sense. I'm gonna say Briscoe. I'm just gonna.
I just
start.
Like how you said that. Thing.
Yeah,
let's
hey,
be
let's have gnaw on
but,
my ankle.
But here's the thing.
I think it's good for diabetes, Briscoe.
$11 million ended up. So on January 9th, the Nevada Supreme Court upheld the order for Jones to pay Urbanski $11 million, whose ankle he bit, and the bouncer $1.3 million.
Good lawyers are expensive, but I guess they're worth it because that sounds bonkers.
But also,
to me, but
like,
I don't know what's going on.
I feel like those numbers should have been reversed.
Yeah, that's what I'm
right?
saying.
Like the bouncer.
No, that's, I'm saying that the guy who got bit on the ankle entered with more money
who
and left with more money because he got a better
the
lawyer.
Strip club.
There it is.
He's probably making tons of money already.
There
right?
it is.
Like,
so, guys, Carlos Dunlap. So
how do you bite someone's ankle? If you're like
with
hey,
your
quick.
Teeth.
Yes. That's what I'm talking
he
about.
He was also he was arrested for going 79 into 55 driving a red Cadillac Roadster, which had been seized in 2006 from a cocaine bust, which he had then bought back in a police auction.
Is anyone's life more farcical?
He was then also sought by police for question after shooting at another strip club.
If this was a premise
nothing
in like,
illegal
the show
about that,
Archer,
nothing illegal about being asked fair. Questions by the cops.
If this was in a show like Archer,
a woman
you'd be like,
club.
This is sweet.
That's bad. That one's not good.
Well, not like that part. It just feels like this could be a TV or a movie premise of a guy instead of a former NFL, frankly, very good cornerback.
I am out of Pac-Man Jones material. Waka, 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 waka.
In 2018, he was
How did you step on that? This is your last show, and you stepped on me making a dying Pac-Man noise.
Well, in
fairness, 2018, Jones was attacked by an Atlanta airport employee.
Huh. He was on the other side of that one.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
And then in 21, he was arrested for misdemeanor assault.
Rudy, have you been arrested?
Nope, never have. I got nothing.
You got ever have a ticket or anything?
My last ticket was in...
What's your darkest regret?
I don't have any actual dark regrets, I would say. Yeah, my last ticket was April of 2013. Backed up into an unmoving car.
Wow.
The last time I've been pulled over or had a ticket or anything.
Beards, what's your favorite Rudy memory?
My favorite Rudy memory?
Yeah, what's your favorite Rudy memory?
I can't, see, that's Sterling being a bad host, not listening close enough.
I know. I think Sterling knows the story.
I don't know, they're just fun.
I missed it because Sterling...
Oh, yeah, no, I've told the story on this show, but with Lebo. When I sped away from the cops trying to go to Stolkansas.
Yeah, we've heard about this four times or so.
I don't know that I know this story.
We actually were considering going to... I told Lebo and Rudy we should take the cruiser to Stolkansas because there's some like graveyard that's haunted.
It's not haunted. It's the portal to hell.
It's the portal to hell. That's haunted.
No, that's different. Above haunting.
That's different. Yeah, it's definitely... Haunting. Oh. Haunted is sort of passive.
Is it like a Gengar to hell, then?
What? Gengar? Yeah, because it's... No, that's a step beyond Haunter.
Yeah, come on. You're the Pokemon guy, not me.
We are all the Pokemon guys here.
I
got your jokes, so I explained it to the audience. You're welcome.
Thank you. No, I want Rudy's favorite story. I want Beards to tell it. Like, I want...
Rudy,
it's his going away.
Rudy in the talk back, tell Beards your favorite story, and then
I'll
Beards,
tell the
you have to telephone it. But Rudy can't publicly
what's
interject.
That game that they always make kids play?
Telephone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I want Beards to tell his favorite story about Rudy. Not Rudy's favorite story, because he wouldn't.
You should have been more clear about that.
Rudy, what's your favorite story about yourself?
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, boy.
The time you ran a red light in the 18 Cruisers.
That was pretty good.
That's my favorite.
Ooh, I do like that one.
I woke up from a nap.
It gets overtold, though, by Sterling.
Rudy gets to a stoplight, looks left, looks right, keeps on cruising. He thought I was asleep and wasn't going to recognize it.
I don't think...
Do you remember Sterling, 5 seconds ago whenever Sterling said, I don't want Beards to tell Rudy's favorite story, I want Rudy to do it, and then Sterling told his favorite story involving Rudy from his perspective?
Yeah,
Sterling
and I
also
to tell
likes
him.
To think in this story that I was thinking about him at any moment during this. Like, man, this was after Chiefs Kingdom. I'm just trying to get... Like, Sterling's
You're just
not
trying
on
to
mind.
Not drive off the road.
I'm just trying to get home.
I should have been more scared, frankly.
Yeah, you should have cleared the bleep out.
Yeah.
That was a moving train right there.
Sterling's the worst like road trip guest.
Why?
Anytime I've driven the cruiser
Forwards
somewhere and Sterling was comes with, he just within a minute he's asleep both ways.
Dude.
You're a good driver.
Dude, but that's being a bad teammate though. You're letting your teammate do all the heavy lifting. Now you at least got to be awake for that. Like,
no, I was
Sterling's
out, dude.
Never awake.
I was 1,000% asleep. By the time we left the Union Broadcasting, not just the parking lot, but the, you know, when you turn left
how
or right.
How far were you going? What was
it just depends, right?
Sometimes, like, sometimes it's baby.
Sometimes a 40-minute drive, sometimes it's five, but Sterling's falling asleep.
Every time?
Every time.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Hold on, so I want to...
Both
just,
ways.
Just to check for, like, actual posterity and accuracy here, Rudy, what percentage of the time did Sterling fall asleep when you were driving the cruiser?
I bet at least 90.
That's unbelievable. I wanted to get the truth because the exaggeration, I was so close to the truth that I wouldn't have believed it.
It's just it truly amazed me because I cannot fall asleep that fast. Like,
oh, I'm not that way.
Sterling's just out.
Well, the cruiser's kind of comfortable when you get in the seat. The way it kind of bounces. No, hear me out. Hear me out. It's almost not a hammock, but you know when you're kind of
a death trap.
Swinging. Well, I trusted you with my life.
I thought I was going to die in the cruiser one time driving it back from Independence.
I've never had to touch the thing.
Die in the cruiser like 30 times,
yeah.
Right? Like, I've driven that cruiser. Like, the only time I've ever felt like somewhat safe in the cruiser is if I'm just driving in snow because it's so heavy that you're like, oh, I don't know. Snow's not really a problem. Water, though, those windshield wipers don't really work.
Don't work at all.
And if it's dark at all, those lights
don't
really work.
You got to pull to move the windshield wipers.
The time that I thought I was going to die driving the cruiser was coming back from a Mavericks hockey game, and it was pouring rain, pitch black.
Those are the worst.
And the cruiser has no functioning wipers or functioning headlights, and whenever it's whipping rain and wind, that cruiser becomes a sailboat.
Yeah, wind is by far, like, rain sucks. Wind is terrifying because you just feel yourself.
Dark might be the worst, just because you think if there's a deer a mile in front of you, you're going to turn that into veal, like, or into venison, to ground venison in about 2 minutes when you get there. There's no.
To be fair,
if you
hit a deer, I do think that you inside are going to be pretty safe.
Absolutely.
Yes.
If it was a zombie apocalypse, the cruiser would be indispensable.
Not too bad.
You could plow through some undead with that for sure.
How just is not that at night. Cruiser still
not at night and not when it's
not
raining?
Not raining or windy.
How is the cruiser still alive?
Why is it always dark in all those zombie movies and everything? The weather wouldn't change. The sun would still come out in the summer. It feels like
zombie
it's always
clouds.
See zombie clouds. I think that's the real threat. 5G.
Do we have to break it all at some point? Are we good?
Oh, can we just make this just an hour long, just a stand-up routine?
There's only like 5 minutes of scheduled commercials.
It's a 55-minute Sterling Holmes
extravaganza.
One-man show.
We can
do
so. We can get weird with it.
How do you want to get weird with the Rudy?
Here's
last day, pal. Get weird.
There's technically only one actual commercial scheduled. Everything else is promo, so there's only 30 seconds that I have to play.
Oh, wow.
You can rip through that. We could take a break, and then I'll go get more cake. That would be the one advantage to...
You want to do that?
We could take a break regardless. We could also have a little cake at the end of the show, whatever. I don't know. We don't have an AES to do anything
for. Let's do cake at the end of the show. Cake at the end of the show.
No more cake. That's good. I'll take some insulin here in about 10 minutes and try to prepare my body for what I'm about to do to it again.
I feel like the
dude, you're beeping again.
That was right there was my Omnipod, my insulin pump.
No, Omni is what we used to podcast. I know this.
It was my Omnipod.
Yeah, it's his Omnipod for podcasting.
Yeah,
he directly injects podcasts into his arm.
That's it. I'm consuming podcasts 24/7 now because you get a little drip of podcasts at all times. But no, it was just beeping at me, and it was just. I have the notification here actually, and it says, "Please stop eating the Reese's ice cream cake. We can't handle this. The pod is smoking."
Is that a phone in your hand?
It's my little Omnipod device. It is essentially an Android phone.
Yeah, it looks like
but
one.
It's just designated for just giving me the good
and Twitter.
Stuff.
Giving him the good
and
stuff.
And Twitter. The only thing this can do is
giving him the good stuff and insulin.
Exactly. This is just for Adam Schefter push notifications and my insulin.
I believe
I
at one point they made a Twitter phone.
Before until we get to the point
they
where
did?
Essentially it's a contact that you wear. And Josh will never have to look at his phone for Twitter notifications because he's just going to see Schefter tweets pop up into his eyes.
You mean Google glasses, except they died?
No, but I mean like contacts, right? But same concept, but ones that work.
If the glasses worked, here's the sick thing is that I would absolutely get those.
Oh, of course you would.
Yeah.
And I don't like that about myself. Did any of you read Ethan Strauss
Amazon
story?
Amazon has like smart glasses. I think they're called Razer.
No, that's a scooter.
No,
that's a phone.
I think... That's the thing you use to cut the hair on your face.
Amazon has smart glasses.
I think I'm going
to
wait.
Buy razors.
They work for like 4 hours, I think, though. And I think that's the problem with all smart glasses.
Apple will figure it out.
No, over 4 hours, though, you're supposed to call someone. You're supposed to call your doctor, Rudy. Come on now.
No, Sterling, that's for erections.
Elections? I thought those are the things you rig.
Allegedly.
I wish I had a... fake elector to host this show instead of you.
Come on, that's pretty good.
Yeah, they're called the Razer Anzu Smart Glasses by Amazon.
I'm gonna run
it's
out
also
of this.
Echo, like the Echo frame.
I'm going to run out of the studio faster than a senator. It could have been any of them. Could have been from Missouri. Could have been somebody else. Could have had my same first name. Could have been anybody else. Could have been anybody.
I don't know, actually, what your middle name is. Michael.
That isn't my
you
name.
Feel like
no,
a
no,
Michael.
It's, my fir- it's not
I
my
know.
I'm talking about my first name. I don't have name.
Guys, let's guess Briscoe's middle name. I'm going
they
Michael.
They all know it.
I know it.
You're going Michael. Hey, I almost called you a curse. Hey, Mr. Man, what's my Twitter handle? At least take the free hit.
Brian.
Got it in one. Joshua Brian Briscoe.
Well, I got it in two because I surprisingly.
Say Michael.
I didn't know. Well, I didn't know if it was like a quiet B in front of the Michael, so it was like it's a quiet B.
It's actually
B-Michael.
Spelled.
It's
actually spelled
Michael
spelled.
With the B, so it looks like B-Michael.
It's B-Michael. Yeah.
The
yeah,
phrase is also not quiet B. It's silent B.
No. I have
it's
a quiet
B. It's B-Michael.
That's exactly
B-Michael.
What it is. It's
B-Michael.
It's like it's just the exhale of the breath. It's just B-Michael.
That's not as bad as yesterday when I said I. On air, when you talk for 4 hours in one day of radio, occasionally you'll say something that's wrong.
Like, Josh, I go,
or seven.
I would say I'm going to my farm
upstate,
right? Sterling says you would go up to your field upstate.
Oh.
The Royals have a great field system.
Wow.
I said the Yankees because I was looking at the Yankees depth chart and the Benintendi trade. I go, the Yankees have a fairly deep field system. And I go, wait, no. And I'm an idiot because the second you say it, everyone just goes, I lost all respect for this man. This guy knows bleep about baseball, which is hilarious because I feel like of this group, I probably know the most about the minor leagues. I study it pretty in depth. And I just sounded like the biggest buffoon. It was funny, though. By the way, it's called Field of Dreams, not Farm. I can't talk. It's the cake getting to me. It's called the Fjord.
No, I heard fart.
Sterling had a little sugar, and like a 7-year-old, he's like, fart. Fart of Dreams.
I also had a coffee.
Somehow
so
Josh's
body
is able to handle this better than Sterling.
That's true.
Sterling's ever like, if you build it, they will fart.
I'm not going to lie. I've always wondered if I've had diabetes before.
And, I can check your blood sugar. I've offered to do this. I have
but
clean...
I don't like
well, have
needles.
Have you woken up in your bathtub before?
That is a first sign. That is a very good first sign.
My grandpa found out on a lawnmower.
Yeah, he told me about this. This is a good...
I don't know the story.
This story is pretty good. It's quick.
Yeah, he was just riding a lawnmower, and he was...
Did the lawnmower just be like, hey...
It's like a it's one of those...
I can feel
big
diabetes.
Boys. And he kind of just like ran into a fence and then kind of just fell asleep.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. That's
turns out he had diabetes.
That's a good sign that something's
great.
Wrong.
He's better now. He's good now. But, I have to ask you this because I asked
How's
Rudy.
The fence?
When I fence is fine.
The fence, unfortunately, has type 1 diabetes. That's no fixing that. What's your question for me, Stu?
My grandpa, I went to the family reunion a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He gets a solo cup. Busts out some root beer, fills it about, I don't know, 4/5 of the way full, goes back to the fridge, grabs some grape juice, puts about 1/5 of grape juice in the cup with the root beer. I ask him, is that grape juice and root beer? Is that a mix? He goes, yeah, you can't even taste the root beer. And I go, is this some diabetes thing? Should I know something about
this? Was it diet root beer?
Could have been.
If it was diet root beer and he doesn't like root beer, maybe he just wanted some fizzy, maybe he wanted a sugar-free grape soda. I don't know,
but
man.
But I lost it because I was too stunned to ask, why don't you just drink
the grape
soda?
You're too stunned at the family reunion.
You had a little bit of the ice cream cake. You're just done.
So I had a cup of coffee
as a diabetes
sugar cube.
Man, I didn't know if you,
no.
As someone who is close to Wilford Brimley, I didn't know if...
Yeah, Wilford and I are close. Did he pass recently?
I think so.
I think he did. I think he did pass. Does your grandpa have type 1 or type 2 diabetes?
I surprisingly have not gone in depth with these.
That's if you said it depends on what
he's
you mean
skinny.
By he's
does
all
that,
good.
Does that matter? Well,
not really. If he has type 1, it definitely doesn't matter.
He plays about 8 hours of pickleball a day.
I also love pickleball. I play.
I don't know.
I, play a lot
I don't,
of
I don't think the amount of pickleball you can play determines if it's type 1 or type 2.
No, I don't. Well, look,
I'm
this
not
is...
a doctor though, so I mean,
no, it's that's. I mean,
are
I
the pickles
it.
Dipped in sugar?
Yeah, pickles
that,
are.
You know, that's a good. That's a good question.
Pickles, the amount of sugar in the pickling liquid would be the only issue there. Otherwise, those are pretty much good to go.
Could you imagine Rudy as a doctor?
Yeah.
There was a time in my life where I was going to be a pharmacist.
That checks out, though. Does. That really does, actually. I don't know why. I envision you in a white coat around a lot of pills, and I'm like, oh, Rudy's home.
Like in a Walgreens?
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere.
They get paid pretty well.
Yeah. He gets my to... dad's best friend growing up is a pharmacist, and I was like, yeah, he's got a nice house. That was like that was the goal.
And then
until,
Rudy
like,
did this for 6.5 years.
Oh, no, that
literally until like my senior year in high school, like that was the plan. And then just for some reason, the last thing was like, you know what? Let's go work in sports.
I think I put that actually when you told that on air in the AES best of that I did.
Yep.
I would love Beards as a doctor because his bedside manners would be just the worst.
He'd be like, Beards?
I think you're dying.
It's the worst, but
I could see him just being so blunt, just being, I think you're dying.
No. No, Sterling, that's not how that goes.
Uh-uh.
So what how it goes is somebody basically asks a question, so like, am I gonna be okay? Probably.
That right there.
You'll be fine.
Rudy, you are exactly where I was going.
Yeah.
Was that Beards...
probably fine. You're probably gonna die.
If you start listening for this took me years to figure it out, but now I hear it. Beards is not definitive in his responses most of the time. he can.
Well, that's not definitive either.
He can probably do it, or he that should be okay, or that should work out fine, or whatever. And so, as a doctor, I think that would really get in the way. Like, okay, doc, what should I do? Like, you should probably take 5-ish units of insulin with your meals.
Surgery should work.
Exactly. Yes, surgery should be fine.
Yeah, surgery will probably be
am I going to make it through this wisdom teeth removal?
You should be all right.
You should be okay.
I see.
Beards walks out.
I'm looking through our text right now
to
see if I've noticed this.
Sterling, stop talking. Beards walks out and walks up to the family, and he just looks at him and just shrugs shoulders. They're okay.
They're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine.
I'm looking
how
back.
How are they? Yeah, they're fine.
Text right here.
Well, anything better? Like, did surgery go? Was it great? Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
Well, what does that mean? Yeah, it's okay.
Everything's good. Yep, we're good.
Yeah, probably.
They'll probably
be make a full recovery. Yeah, probably.
His texts say, "I believe so." So you might be prepared. Probably not. Yeah, this is pretty good.
Wow, really? That was three bangers right there. That's proof positive.
And that's it. We don't text very often, Beards. Surprisingly,
he's not talking more.
I called him today.
I didn't answer.
You should text him.
He was working.
You should text him more at nights.
Briscoe knows I'm a big caller. You know
Sterling,
this dude.
Sterling would call, and like it's fine. Like Sterling would
it's
call
easier.
Me to tell me to spend you know 3 minutes on the phone. That is a one sentence text message. You know,
I want to hear your voice.
Here's what I have figured out, because I was actually just thinking about there are a couple people in my life that I ought to talk to more often. Grandma's friends who move away, all that sort of stuff, right? And I was thinking, like, you know what? Maybe I'll just call my friend that I don't talk to as much as I'd like to. I'll just cold call him every once in a while. We can actually just speak.
Sure.
But I've realized is that the thing about a phone call is that you can do that at a time. You go, oh, this is a convenient time for me to call them. Like, I called my grandma in Arizona on her birthday a couple days ago, and she was, like, 2 minutes away from beginning to eat dinner. And I was like, well, I called at a time that wouldn't be inconvenient for me, but I had no idea if it was going to be convenient for her or not. So I just imposed my own timing on the person that I'm calling. And you do that to everyone else all the time, Sterling, is the lesson in this message.
I called my friend yesterday when I was walking my dog for 30 minutes. Because I like just calling my friends up out of the blue to say, hey, guys, how you guys doing?
Right.
How's life treating you? Sometimes my friend said, hey, I'm going to a doctor's appointment. I will call you back. So you know what I did? I waited. And then he called back.
You're such a brave little boy.
I know.
I think that what you should do is just group text or send a text to like 5 different people.
Group text to everyone. Hey, guys, who wants to hop on a call?
Yeah. Just be like, hey, I'm about to walk my dog for about half an hour. Anybody want to talk?
Anybody free? Anybody got some time?
Yeah. It's actually not a
terrible idea.
I'm driving a lot too, so I can't text when I'm driving because that's illegal, Briscoe.
Yeah, so before you leave, text your two friends or whatever, and be like, "Hey, I'm about to hop in the car. If anybody wants to talk to me, you know, give me a call. If anyone's got some free time, give me a call."
Now the problem with that of saying, "Hey,"
I would take you up on that on occasion. Like every once in a while, if I was like at home, I was like, you know what? It's been a minute since I talked to old Stu. I'll call him. But I would rather you not call me whenever I'm in the bathroom.
The only problem,
doing radio.
You are setting yourself up to a point where you're like, hey, if anybody wants to talk, just shoot me a ring. And then you go that whole drive and nobody calls and you're just like.
Then you're disappointed.
Everybody hates me.
I think that the second time that happens in a row, that sets in. First, I'm like, oh, everyone's busy. Everybody's got stuff going on or whatever. Second time, third time, you stop sending the text. All of a sudden, it's
then
back.
Simon and Garfunkel comes
alone
on in your
life, and we're all just gonna die alone.
You hear the sounds of silence in the
alone,
background,
the
and you're
alone.
Just, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." Bum, 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 bum. Rudy, come on now.
I don't know the rest of the words.
I was gonna harmonize with you on this one, actually.
I just know "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
You say that every time, but you just did it, and it's radio. This isn't, it's talk radio. If you sing on talk radio poorly, people will forgive you. I was going to harmonize with you on this song.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I'm done.
I think we're going to nail it. We have to get through the phrase "Sound of Silence."
Okay, I'm really bad with lyrics. I was going
to
say,
isn't it "I've Come to Talk to You Again"?
I was going
to
say "Around the Block and Back Again."
You know what? Why don't we take our one break, and then we can come back instead of bump music. We'll just sing.
Okay, we have 30 seconds in the break, right, Rudy?
We can say that till the end. We can just do a flat hour.
Okay, I got it. I got it right here. You ready?
At this point,
I get the lyrics pulled up.
We'll just play ourselves.
We'll just play it at the end. Okay, great. No, this is good. No, I didn't realize it was 3:45 already.
I have the lyrics right now. Although mine's the Disturbed version, so I really hope it's
the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
Ready?
Yeah. Are you going? Why don't you go a little higher, and then I'll do the lower
harmonies? I can't go high.
Well, okay, then
I can't either, but that's okay.
Three.
You
have the lyrics?
Of,
we're going a cappella. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Get it up. Get it pulled up.
This pull up the lyrics to The Sound of Silence.
This is for you, Rudy.
We're just going to do the first. This is it. Yes. We're going to do the first seven lines.
This is the present that you always wanted, Rudy.
Okay, listen.
Everybody singing The Sound of Silence to you on 1510 AM. 94.58 FM.
Sing it to me, you peasants.
Okay, that's right. That's fine.
Kansas City.
1510.com and Facebook Live.
Okay, listen.
99.3 FM.
Listen to me. 1520 AM. Is it 1520 AM? Listen here.
I didn't
listen.
Say
that, that was the metronome, guys.
Okay, stop. Listen.
Dylan's about to walk out.
Entertain me.
Okay, so Rudy, it's like happy birthday, but it's saying goodbye, right? So instead of singing happy birthday, we sing the very beginning of The Sound of Silence. Beards, do you have the lyrics?
I got them.
Where is your vocal range most competent?
Non-existent.
Did you not like ever do like a musical or something?
No.
I kind of figured you did. I don't know why.
I could see
if we
Greece.
All sing it together, we're going to be okay. Sterling,
I got
you,
out of choir as soon as I could in school.
Sterling, you start us. I'll join second. Beards, you find your range and you come in third, and we're going to sing Rudy a goodbye song.
I would use the cough button, but there's no cough button over here.
Cough button doesn't work. I'm a little congested. Really love to go to a lower register, but I'll do what I can.
All right, let's get it.
Okay. Sterling, I'm going to give you a 1, 2, 3, 4. And on you,
sure.
You can start.
I could just do it myself because I'm in the intro.
Look, can we just say, we can just say this. I'm just going to say what's going on right now. Right now, this
unbelievable.
Second.
Unbelievable.
Rudy is currently on the phone with Dick Vermeil.
Not a joke.
If you want to hear Dick Vermeil, you can hear him hopefully tonight on Sports Night. Bonnie Jo Laughlin has the Friday edition of Sports Night. A great guest lineup over there. Hall of Famer Dick Vermeil. It's very exciting. But it does create a little bit of a log jam in this particular moment. We can wait until we can sing to Rudy whenever, but I don't think we should do it while he's on the phone distracted with Dick Vermeil.
Okay, so I have this or that's created for him, but he also has to press the sounder
and he has to be here for that. Yeah.
You have this or that's too.
No, I can work on him though. I can come up with some acapella ones.
Beards
that he was going to say for the first segment, and it's all been one.
It
segment.
It has been one segment. I was going to say that earlier. Yep.
Well, I knew he told me that, and so that was part of my thought process of not taking a break, because if the whole show was one long segment...
Yeah, that's fine. At this point, it's fine.
Beards has to stay.
What else I've realized is there are multiple times I've gotten relatively close to just an offhanded naughty word that I would have used if we were just in a conversation. I think the lack of format and all four of us being here for this, I'm fully in like podcast,
it's
shoot the bleep,
a blast.
It's a break
I'm
mode.
Having a great time.
Me too. I got to blow my nose.
All right. Horrible. That could be the worst sound.
Oh no, it's not. It is not the worst sound that has come out of his mouth on this station.
You know what I prefer?
That's not it either.
The Sound of Silence. Three.
No,
wait, two.
Rudy's not. Hold on, I'm wiping my nose. We're not ready yet, man. I don't have the lyrics up anymore.
Are you serious?
I mean, I do now, but I did a second ago. Beers, you
I didn't hear anything that happened the last like.
Yeah, you're fine. Don't
that's
worry.
That's
good.
About how was Dick Vermeil? Did he wish you a happy last day?
No, but I wished him a happy Hall of Fame.
Good.
I don't think he knew it was my last day.
Probably not.
Seems
surprising.
Seems like a lot
didn't
of people
answer.
Don't.
ESPN Kansas City, Rudy Salazar, it's my last day,
guys. If we don't get this done, we won't get this or that in.
All right,
I also
right.
now have Tom Glavin's number, so like,
I
pretty
heard
good
that.
One in terms of like best like. Cool Joe, or Joe Cool. Cool Joe?
Cool Joe.
Joe? Cool?
It's Cool Joe.
Cool Joe. Yeah. I forget sometimes. Cool Joe is still definitely my the best number that I have. Also, just knowing that, like, because for me, it's not just the fact that I called Cool Joe, but I called Cool Joe while he was in Hawaii.
It's the best.
Pretty cool.
I think my best number I have is still Jeff Van Gundy, although
I
added,
the best.
I
you
added
tried
Robert
calling him
Parrish
when he came,
recently.
Sure.
No, I didn't. I haven't ever used it.
I thought you texted him.
No.
When we were over here.
Nope, I don't think so.
He probably just lied to you, Sterling.
Yeah, I think he lied to me.
I don't think.
But Tom Glavin's up there. I mean, I got
that's a good one.
Tom Glavin,
I think you have Paul Rudd.
A funny. That's pretty good. Funny, weird Rudd. Story. I've called Paul Rudd's sister before, weirdly enough, but that was for a work thing.
I would hope so.
Is like some of my memories of Tom Glavin. Like the first like MLB The Show game I ever got. I was like obsessed with like the 05 Mets. And that's when Tom Glavin was a Met, because it was like Carlos Beltran had just gotten there. It was like Mike Cameron, Cliff Floyd, Tom Glavin, Pedro Martinez.
Cliff Floyd had the baggiest suits.
Yeah.
He would have thrived in the 2003 NBA draft.
Do you guys want to sing to Rudy?
Hello, darkness,
hold,
my
I got to count
friend.
Us in. Beards wasn't ready there either. I'm going to count you in. Ready? 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 Beards, you ready?
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I've come to talk with you again.
Commit beards.
Because of vision softly creeping.
Wow, okay.
Left its seeds while I was sleeping.
We gotta say it together, guys.
And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
This or that, Rudy. Hit the this or that. You got this or that ready to go?
Congratulations. That was Rudy's happy birthday, Rudy.
I can also now say that is officially the most I have heard of that song ever.
Really?
Happy birthday to all the Rudys out there.
I don't know if I've ever heard past the like, just the first line.
In restless dreams I walked alone.
It's kind of a depressing song, really.
Yeah.
what makes you say so, Sterling?
Yeah. I think it's about... It's definitely about something not great.
All right, Rudy, hit the damn music.
And echoed in the
world. Do we call Charlie Weiss? Of
I'm so glad Beard stayed just for that.
How about Dan Dockett?
I was just about to say Dan Dockett. Oh, I mean, the D's on my phone. I was about to say Dan Dockett.
I was making sure I had his number.
Damn it. First one. Choice is yours.
Oh, wait, is this for me?
It's your last day.
Yeah. This or that. Would you rather talk to Jeff Van Gundy or Dan Dockett?
Dockett.
Van Gundy.
No, you just have to ask him a question. Now. We can also answer. You want to answer?
Yeah, it's Van Gundy.
Yeah, of course.
Of course it's Van Gundy.
Of course. All right, Rudy. Step on Legos every day for a week or hit once on your shin with a Razor scooter.
Once on the shin. I can get over pain once, but man, stepping on Legos. I stepped on my keys today because I was so tired when I got home last night. I just threw them on the floor. So it's kind of a similar feeling. I don't want to do that every day.
I 100% agree. Beards?
Yeah, probably.
I'm doing Legos.
You're wrong.
Get it over with.
Rudy, would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Past, because let's be honest, great-great-grandchildren, this world's going to be dead by then.
It also assumes that you'll have had sex by then.
The sounds of silence.
Exactly.
Ice cream or cake?
Ice cream cake. Ice cream, though.
Ice cream.
I'm a cake person.
Rudy, how many fingers would you chop off if you get 100,000 per digit? So you get 100K for this digit.
Okay.
You're up to 2K or 200K for this digit. Like,
no,
I mean,
toes, just fingers.
Yeah, just fingers. We're not talking toes.
I think I would go up to 4.
Wow.
Like, which ones?
Your outside two fingers don't do anything, if we're being honest. Like, I don't need those.
No, you're just going to get little T-Rex claws.
Actually, those are for grip. Those are like a big grip thing.
Yeah, I don't really need those. What am I trying to grip? I'm trying to grip these bands.
Well, you're not going to be able to carry that money anywhere if you can't hold on to it.
It's going
to
be on a credit card, a little debit card. I can hold that with these two fingers.
Rudy, just know, though, by the way, that $400K, that's less than half of what Ben Neiman's getting paid this year.
Yeah, but guess what? Pay off my student loans.
Would you rather...
I'm definitely taking one, though, easy. That's not even a thought.
Would you rather be able to talk with animals or speak all foreign languages?
I think speak all foreign languages.
That's pretty
cool. I don't know that animals are thinking about anything, you know? They might just be thinking about, like food, reproduce.
Exactly.
I'd also just become, like, a very valuable, like I would become a pretty hot commodity financially. Like
definitely. Right? You're C-3PO.
The ultimate translator.
All right, this is for you guys, and it's about Rudy.
Okay.
Should Rudy shave the goatee and just leave the stash to start fresh in Wichita?
I was going to say no, because I really want him to have a ZZ Top beard in like 3 months. Like, I really want him to just become a mountain man, essentially.
Sure.
But I think a mustache, fresh look, fresh start, I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
No, you got to keep the beard.
Rudy, what do you think? What are you going to do?
I mean, at some point, I need to trim, but I've been second just by like, nah, it didn't seem like fun. I'm not, but this is the look.
Would you rather have X-ray vision or magnified hearing? Is X-ray vision just bones?
Yeah, I mean, but
buildings.
Like, would you?
Oh, that's
could
true,
you control
okay.
it right to where
right,
you could,
that's
like,
the other
yeah,
thing.
Just see it to the other side of a building.
That also works with hearing as
okay,
well.
Okay, hear me out though. Magnified hearing would be ass because imagine going to a concert and that's just the
You'd
loudest thing in the entire world.
That's true. What else you got?
Better word, cantankerous or facetious?
Facetious.
Yeah.
I think barely facetious. I like cantankerous, though.
I'm a cantankerous fan.
Yeah, I knew Beard to be a cantankerous guy.
Would you rather be on a survival reality show or dating game show?
I think Survivor.
I would say Survivor or Love Island or whatever. I'm
not
watching.
F-Boy Island.
That Renee was like, I think season 2 of F-Boy Island is on the way.
Oh,
Renee
we're watching
says
that.
It's excellent.
We're watching season 2.
Oh, it's out right now?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
What? They just put out two new episodes last night. Waiting for the finale.
What nickname do you dislike more? Rude Dog?
Rude Dog.
Or Salad Bar?
Oh, Salad Bar. I don't know why I said that so fast.
Yeah.
I hate them both.
Or how about option number 3? Rudy.
They all suck.
Which the worst one?
All so bad. Salad Bars.
Really? I kind of like Salad. I think Salad Bar is kind of fun. Sorry for all the times I called you Salad Bar.
It takes me back to being a kid. It's bad.
Would you rather have a cook or a maid? Like a personal chef?
I clean plenty. Can't cook, but like I prefer somebody to do the cooking. I like cleaning.
Are you gonna miss staying and spending the night at the station?
Nope.
But it was a free night. No. You don't have to pay for a hotel.
This is where he works. That's not a perk.
Like a
That's not a perk. You put a roof over your head from 9 to 5.
No, he spent multiple nights here.
No, I only spent one.
I got one for you. Sunday night football, overtime, postgame, or sporting extra innings on a weeknight?
Sporting extra innings would be a real banger considering they play soccer.
Get son of a...
football, because it still generally goes longer, but because it just depends on when the soccer game starts, right? If it starts at 7, even goes to extra.
Oh, this is a 9 p.m. West Coast kickoff.
Well, if it's that, sporting. That sucks.
Who will you miss more? Briscoe, Beards, or me?
Lebo.
Good answer.
Correct answer.
The right answer.
Rudy, we're going to miss you.
Thank you for your service, Rudy.
You're welcome, guys.
Nikola Jokic is very good.
Yeah, he is the best player in the NBA.
I agree
that's
that he's
a
very
stretch.
Good.
He's a back-to-back MVP. None of your players won back-to-back MVP.
He has the microphone.